how you can make us any better than we are every day. You put a smile on my face. The show out of this world. Diva of Daytime, Lorraine Jacques White. Oh, it's on.
We provide the knowledge. You gain the power. Power Talk with Lorraine Jacques White on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Talk 1380 WAOK. It's 8:54, and we are so excited to have in the studio with us this morning Mr. William White and Ms. LaWanna Smith. They are the cousins of Trayvon Martin. Remember, they had them with us before. And we also have Mr. Okay, on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. We have another surprise guest. But LaWanna and William, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thank you all for being with us again. I know that you all were really happy to see that George Zimmerman has been arrested. Your thoughts on how you felt, William?
It was a sigh of relief. I mean, I literally gave a sigh of relief. I was at the barbershop, and as you know, brothers in the barbershop talk about every other thing. And that's when CNN first reported that the Washington Post reported that there would be a charge. I was ecstatic. The cell phone began to ring, and we start communicating.
And LaWanna?
I was very relieved also, as okay, we'll say. Just, I was, it was a wonderful feeling.
You know, I am just so impressed by your incredible family and how they have just been so focused on getting an arrest and just staying right there, no matter how reporters interviewing Sabrina and Tracy tried to get them off focus. They didn't allow them to do that. And you've maintained that you were looking forward to getting arrested. And Sabrina, I just loved her yesterday when she said that, thank you, Jesus.
That's right.
That there has been an arrest. And now, but really now the process begins.
That's correct.
The real work begins, and keep watching and being in the courtroom for every part of the trial. What about your other family members?
Well, everyone is excited. Everyone is happy that he is arrested. We all follow suit behind Sabrina and Tracy. So we sort of follow their leadings and their guidance. And so they're happy at the arrest. This is what they wanted. They wanted their day in court. The rest of the family is also happy. Our job is to support them and be sure that they are uplifted. And so this morning, they are excited.
We also have with us this morning Trayvon Martin's uncle, Mark Fulton. Good morning, Mr. Fulton.
Good morning.
I would like to thank you so much for calling into our show, and for the first time, Mr. Fulton, please tell us, how do you feel now that George Zimmerman has been arrested?
I'm still elated. I mean, it's undoubtedly it's just the start of a movement of the process of the justice process, but I am very elated because we have felt ever since February 26th this man should have been in custody. And, of course, it took too long through whatever channels they had to do, but we are elated that it is, and by no means do we feel that this is, like, the end of it and we could just stop what we're doing. We know we got even more work ahead of us to do, going through the trial and the verdict for the jury. We got a lot more work to do. We also will be pushing for, but I'm going to speak for me, myself, that Everyone that committed a crime on that February 26th, that's in law enforcement. If anybody falsified information that was corresponded to my nephew's death, I feel they committed a crime, and they should be serving time just as well as Mr. Zimmerman for pulling the trigger.
Well, you know, Mr. Fulton, there are many people who certainly feel the exact same way that you do, and it's, you know, we can't even imagine what your family has gone through in getting to this point. But as I said to Mark and LaWanna, I want to commend you all for staying focused and remaining that it was a rest that you were looking for, and that day has come. Can you quickly tell us, do you feel confident in, you have confidence in this prosecutor?
Yes, I do. I really do. I never met Ms. Corey personally, but the way she speaks and the way she handles herself, so professional. I don't care. She don't. I feel in my heart she don't care black, white, or anything. She feels right is right and wrong is wrong, and if justice needs to be done, she's gonna take care. I really have that confidence in Ms. Corey. Yes.
Well, Mr. Fulton, who is the uncle of Trayvon Martin, we want to thank you so much, Mr. Mark Fulton, for being with us this morning. Thank you.
And thank you, and I thank everyone out there, for the listeners, for their support, because without you, we wouldn't have got this far. So, Will, my cousin that connected us, he's been a great inspiration for us. At the rallies, he's our pep man. He's our I am man. So give him his props, and I thank everybody.
I got your back, brother.
We appreciate you so much for being on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. I'm Lorraine Jonk White. It's 8:59 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Motivational and powerful. It's Lorraine Jacques White and Power Talk on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.